to be really honest, it was whilst we were watching Sammy Durham at Richmond that we only took the one pick in the mid-season draft, but he was a player that we nearly took last year in the mid-season draft. So, and we kept watching him, and COVID has probably helped us because he wasn't exposed as much, but he's an elite kick. He's got a fantastic tank. We think he's a ready-made player and someone that could possibly play very early on in the piece. Well, that's why you draft a 25-year-old. You're not drafting those guys to play in the VFL. So we hope he gets his opportunity early, and I think our fans will really like him because he kicks the ball really, really well.
High praise for our next guest, Garrett McDonough from the Essendon Football Club, taking pick 50 in the draft. And that was Adrian Dodoro, the list guru, recruiting guru from the Essendon Football Club. Essendon footballer. It's got a nice ring to it, Garrett.
Yeah, it does. It's been an amazing ride, and just can't wait to get started. It's been a big 2 weeks, but just can't wait to earn a bit of respect from the boys and get down and start training. So should be good.
I saw the online post of the Essendon Football Club where they were talking about all of the new recruits and everyone they took in the draft and the process of it. What's that like sitting there and you're sitting amongst sort of Essendon royalty per se, that you're now on the list, and then you hear Adrian Dodoro say, we expect him to play early and to be an impact player. This is not about grooming you into the football club. It's about, wow, you're here now, you're a big body, you know what you're doing, and you should be ready to play.
Yeah, to be honest, it's been incredible. 25 years old, and to miss 7 years, and then come into a club that I supported, and it's been an incredible journey, and I just can't wait to get started. So
How many times did you put yourself in the draft over the journey?
It would have been four times, but there was a bit of an unknown at times where there was clubs talking, and then I got to draft night and then my name didn't get called. So a few devastating years there, but it's all worth it in the end, so which is good.
So it's been well documented. You sent off an email. Was it a generic email to all the clubs, the same method to say, this is what you can do, this is me, this is what I'm doing, I'd love to get the opportunity? Was it a generic email, or were all the emails different to respective clubs? And how many clubs did you send them to?
No, it was a generic email. I sent it to probably 10 clubs, and they pretty much all responded to me. It's just areas that I could improve, because I was going to definitely give VFL another crack, and it's just areas to improve, areas that I was good at, and I just wanted to take that into my next season, being in the Richmond VFL program. So, it was just a generic email, and I was thankful for all the recruiters that that got back to me with a little bit of feedback, so which was really good.
Garrett McDonough, our guest, new recruit at the Essendon Football Club. So what's changed? What's changed since you were drafted? I mean, the focus and life in general, and a full-time footballer now. So what changes in your life and your everyday 9-to-5 life that now you become an AFL-listed player?
Yeah, so it's... So I was a plumber. He came out of school and got into plumbing, and done plumbing for the last 6 years. But I gave up hope on my AFL career at the end of 2018. I broke my wrist and had a bit of time to myself, so I gave it up, and then went and did pro kick with Nathan Chapman. Just wanted to change up, and so I did that for a little bit, and then I took a bit of time off work, sat down and really thought what I wanted to do with my life. So, and I thought I really wanted to give footy another crack. So, gave it another crack. Spent a little bit of money on my body, and that's where I thought I got the edge with physio, chiro, Pilates, bit of yoga, and just getting my body right for VFL life. So, and I think that's that has helped mentally with the way I prepare for my football. Being a full time plumber, working 7 till 3:30, getting up before work, and then going to training, going training overnight time. It's a pretty taxing life, but so happy and so grateful for my opportunity that I've been given in the Essendon Football Club.
So you just do cashies now, mate, for the boys around the footy club?
Oh, yeah, there's already been talk of that a little bit. But now my tools are away for a little bit. Just put them in the shed at my house, and they'll start catching cobwebs out there. So,
Cool. Something to go back to when the footy career comes to an end, but let's hope that's not for a while yet, of course. Where were you when pick 50 got picked out? And your reaction. We see all those reactions online on socials, all the young kids going stir crazy and all the boys at Leavers and all that sort of stuff. Where were you?
Yeah, so I had to keep it really close to me. Me and Adrian made an agreement to just keep it really close to me. So no one knew about it. So I was just with my partner, just at my house, and it was just me and her. And we were watching it, and then I was expecting the last pick. I got a call during the day, and Adrian said we might take it with our last pick tonight. So I was expecting maybe last pick being 74, 75. And then got a call from Truck probably a minute before pick 50. And my girlfriend just looked at me, and she was just in awe of it all. And it was just a great surprise to finally tell everyone. And I'm pretty sure everyone saw. And then they end up coming over, and it was a good night. Bit of family, and a couple of the boys came over, so which was really good.
Got your locker, got everything, got your merchandise, got all your stuff you need. Are you an Essendon footballer? Are you ready to go out there at Tulla?
Yeah, so it didn't really hit over the weekend. Got into the club yesterday and saw my name up on my locker, and that's when it really hit that I'm an Essendon footballer now. So yeah, got all the stuff, and can't wait.
Did you take it home and put it on and look at yourself?
No, it's still in the bag. It's still in the wrapper, so I haven't actually taken it all out yet. But it should be good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Hey, last one for you, and we really appreciate your time. I know you've been probably inundated and you're trying to get on with life now as an AFL footballer, and we appreciate you coming to the phone, Garrett McDonough, our guest. For Essendon fans listening, and we've heard about the left boot, we've heard about your tank, we've heard about what's the one thing you bring? What's the one thing you're going to bring to Essendon fans when given the opportunity in 2022?
Probably my left foot. I'll try to kick a few long goals for the Essendon fans this year. And, it's probably my left foot's my strongest strength. My fitness, running up and down the ground. So hopefully they enjoy, hopefully I kick a couple of goals and they enjoy that. So, yeah.
Good stuff. Congratulations. It's a great story. It's one of persistence, and there's always a great story to come out of every draft for someone. Good on you for doing the email. Good on the Essendon Football Club for taking the opportunity to get you into the system. All the very best, Garrett, and we appreciate your time here on SEN this morning.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. Garrett McDonough. It's a really good story, is it not? He sounds very measured and very focused, and he's got that wonderful opportunity ahead of him, and well done to Essendon for giving him the chance. What do you think, Bombers fans? Do you like the sound? Do you like the cut of his cloth?